Blog Talk Radio.
Let your heart be known. Let your heart be known.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and that song ended, and I wasn't quite ready, so caught me off guard a little bit, but that's okay. We do have a guest today, and she is an author and of the book Welcome to My Paranormal Life, and is Ezzie Smith, and she'll be with us here shortly. And we'll be getting her on air with me and learning all about her book and all about her and about her paranormal life. So, all right. You know, I think we all have those experiences. I just think that sometimes we're not aware of them and not paying attention to them. And I think also a lot of times we have the Hollywood paranormal life in our head, and that's not the way the paranormal life really is. So, let's go ahead and tell you what the card for the show is today. It caught me off guard a little bit. But the comes from my Healing with the Angel deck by Doreen Virtue, and it's the Playfulness card. And, you know, I think we just need to lighten up sometimes. You know, today I've been having a good day, just relaxing, just having fun. And do you know that you can actually have fun by yourself? You know, you can just... you can just enjoy being by yourself and have some fun. And so I've been playing some games on the computers and just having that playful attitude. And I think that a lot of times, you know, it's good just to lighten up every once in a while. And so, so we just have to do that. All right. Rose typed in happy retrograde, and I guess, yeah. So, you know, we just have to hold on. I have some paranormal activity or something going on here that I need to take care of just to be sure that we're not going to have a fire or anything. So, but, you know, we got to have, you know, and, you know, as we're in Mercury retrograde, you know, just, you know, relax. And I think a lot of times when we go into Mercury retrograde and stuff like that, I think, again, we have that fear factor and stuff like that. And I just think that we just need to lighten up and trust spirit to get us through whatever we're in and whatever we're going through. So have that playfulness today and, you know, just lighten up a little bit. Let's go ahead and go to prayer, and then we'll get Ezzy on here with me. Hopefully I was saying her name right. But let's go ahead and go to prayer. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And I just thank you for what you're doing in my life and just the last few hours. You're opening some doors for me, and I appreciate that so much. And, you know, you want us to go into that place of trust, that place of just being, and that's what we want to do. And sometimes it's hard for us to trust, but you're calling us to do that, and I thank you so much for teaching me that in a lot of ways in my life. I thank you for my guest today, and I thank you for her gifts and her life and with the paranormal and the things that she's going to be sharing here shortly with us. And I just, you know, as I get ready to close out a year of my birthday's tomorrow, and Father, Mother, God, you know, today I just been reflecting upon this year that you had given me, and there's been a lot of changes in my life, and I know that in the year ahead there's going to be a lot more changes. But I know one thing certain, and one thing that I've always known, is that you're always here because you're in me, and you're always right there with me, and I thank you for that. Surround all of us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. And we say namaste, and we say amen. All right. Let's go ahead and say hi to my guests. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Hopefully I said your name right. I'm always, your name is unusual, but I like it, so.
Thank you. It's Exy.
Exy, okay.
Exy, yeah. Yes. And,
yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Good old Southern name.
Oh, cool. Yeah, because I don't think I've ever met an Exy. I think you're my first, so you could say that you're my first Exy. So I was, because I don't think I've ever ran across that name before. But it's an awesome name. I like it, and I like your energy. Your energy seems really good too. So tell us a little bit about you. How did you get into the book and talk a little bit about the book and your paranormal life and anything you want to share with us is great.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me on, and happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
We have to cover that. When I was 12, I had a spirit materialize for me, and it was not a good one. And, of course, very cliche, it materialized in the closet in the middle of the night.
Right.
It woke me up, my bedroom door shut. And being 12-year-old with older brothers, I was afraid of the dark because they helped me achieve that,
yeah.
Terrorizing me all the time.
Right.
And so it was always open. There was always the nightlights and whatever. So I heard a click, and it woke me up immediately because I, then and now, I know what sounds are. I know what sounds are made around me, what sounds my house makes, and what the people in my home make. It's just a reactionary thing after all this time. It sounds a little more ominous than it is. It's just a habit. Maybe it's because I'm a Virgo and we go there. But I woke up, and it was a reaction that I knew I had to pretend like I was asleep, and I don't know why. So I kind of made my way and scanned the room, and I saw a grotesque figure cloaked and it was standing there. And I knew at that time that this was a divining moment for me. I had to make a decision. I could follow this and probably have an amazing ride, but then there was that toll at the end you were going to have to pay, which was not going to be good. Or I could talk to God, ask to God for help, and for him to come to me and be with me at this moment. And that's what I did. This thing receded back into the closet. I leapt for my nightlight, you know, my bedside light,
right,
put it on, and because light helps everything,
right,
and it was gone. There was nothing there, but I knew in my heart and in my soul that there was something that had been there.
Right.
I told no one. How do you tell people that? I didn't tell my girlfriends. I didn't tell my parents. And this was in the mid to late 70s. So
you
didn't talk about it then.
Right. Otherwise, somebody might think that you were a little out there if you started talking about
crazy.
It. Yeah. Was that your fear, I mean, of how people would look at you?
Absolutely, because back then, the only time anything like that was talked about was Halloween.
Uh-huh. Right.
Astrology was becoming really big because we'd come out of the 70s and had the flower children,
right.
And so it was all right then. We had been subjected, and then it was all right. And so we would talk astrology, which was great. It still fascinates me today.
Right.
But you did not talk about the dead.
Right.
You'd say, oh, I miss Grandma, or I, you know, but that was it. You didn't anticipate the fact that Grandma would come back and see you.
Right. Yeah. You didn't go out and say, hey, you know, Grandma came to visit me last night and we had a conversation. Yeah. Yeah. You know, not back then people, yeah, because I grew up in that time too. And, you know, people will look at you a little odd. And I still get that sometimes when I say I'm a psychic medium. I still get the look, you know, that raised eyebrow, like, yeah, sure. But, yeah, you know, that raised
absolutely.
Eyebrow.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I wrote about that in my book. I talk about when I started to bring it up that I would, because I left work. My husband gave me the gift of time to sit down and put, I had journaled since I was 12, all of these events. Because once that happened, then things started to happen in the house. I would hear footsteps on the basement stairs and see shadow and see doors open and close. And years later, I learned that it wasn't the house really that was haunted. It was the land. But that was my launching pad out into the world of the paranormal. But then, you know, so I started to bring it up because people were like, well, what are you doing? You're not working. And I'm like, well, little do you know, I'm slaving, you know. But
right.
I thought, well, all right, let's see how it goes. And I was at a cocktail party with a group I was standing with, about five or six women, and they all kind of gave that nervous little laugh and looked at each other, and it was like, oh, boy, this could be interesting. And I was like, you know what, girl? If this is the life that your path that you're going to follow, it's really a passion. Stand up for yourself. Now is the time.
Yep.
And I did, and they all came to my book launch, so it was good.
Right. Now it's interesting because you said that, you know, this started at 12, you know, and, you know, this, you know, the book. Now, what led you to this journal? You know, I find it interesting that you wrote all these experiences down. What led you to do that? I mean, do you know what led you to do that, or...?
I do, because I had to get it out somehow. I couldn't tell anybody.
Right.
I had to get these things out of my head, and if I wrote them down, it let me let them go.
Uh-huh.
And which was a good thing, because I really kind of thought I was crazy, and I thought maybe I was losing my mind.
Right.
And then there were some things that happened. You know, I'd have girlfriends sleep over, and we'd be up, and it'd be midnight. It was late, and something would happen, and I'd notice that my one girlfriend would notice it.
Right.
We wouldn't talk about it. She wouldn't say anything, but she saw it too. So I was like, I'm not crazy. And since it helped me get it out, I thought, well, I'm going to keep this up then.
Right. Yeah, it's always nice when somebody else sees what you're seeing, and you know, and I think that a lot of times, you know, when people, you know, one nice thing is I think our world's changing a little bit, and this is becoming more acceptable, and you know, people are totally understanding better the paranormal world. I still think that, you know, they need to be taught a little bit still, but you know, the one thing that I found interesting is, you know, I grew up, you know, seeing spirits too. And was just like you, you know, afraid to talk to people, because whenever I talked about it and said, hey, you know, I see, you know, so-and-so or, you know, this, you know, I would get in trouble, you know. And oh, after you yeah. get after you get a few spankings, you find out that that's not good. You know, they thought I was making up stuff, you know, just for attention and mm-hmm. You know, stuff like that. But, you know, because it... When you first start, you know, in any metaphysical sense, you know, there is, you know, that sense of that you're alone, you know, and that, you know, for me, I thought, you know, I was going a little bonkers, you know, also, mm-hmm. you know, and because, you know, and then I've realized, okay, hey, wait, other people are seeing that, they're just not talking about it, because, you know, they would look over at the same thing that I was looking at and, you know, and stuff like that. Now, when did you say that you started talking about it? I mean, how old were you when you started talking about it?
It was years later, and I would say probably 4 years ago now,
right.
I really started to talk about it. And what really prompted it was people would talk about what they had seen on TV, a ghost show or a hunter show
right.
or a... You know, and they would talk about that, and I was like, all right, if you're watching this, then there's my opening. You know, you've got...
Right, yeah.
You understand it, or you want to understand it, and maybe you want to hear about it. And so I kind of started to approach it slowly that way. And, I mean, I was hearing it everywhere, because I wrote in coffee shops for a while, and I'd hear people talk, hey, did you see it on TV? You know, and it was like, oh,
right.
This is great. Really appreciated it. All the footwork
right.
they were doing for me.
Right. And, well, and also it made you feel, you know, like you said, you know, you started realizing, hey, you know, I'm not crazy. Other people are seeing this, you know, experiencing it, you know, going through it as well. And I'm sure that helped. Yeah.
It did. And it gives you power. It's, you know, not in an egotistical way, but in a self-righteous, I'm okay, and I'm healthy, and you stand up, and you feel better, and you proceed. It was all around. It was a really good thing, and I could let go. And I went to my folks, and I went to my brothers, and said, you know what, I teased my husband. I said, I'm coming out of the paranormal closet. Here we go.
Right.
You know, get ready. And because it took my husband a while to understand what I was talking about when we were
right.
dating, and he believed in something, that there was something there, but wasn't ready to go that full mile with me. And now he goes to my conventions with me and goes to signings, and so it's great. It's good to have a buddy.
Right. Yeah, because, I mean, you know, and you have to give people, you know, one thing I always find, you know, because people have this idea of the paranormal world, you know, like Hollywood stuff, and I just don't, you know, to me, it's not like that. You know, it's usually our loved ones. There are other spirits out there that we have to be aware of. But a lot
yeah.
of the people is our loved ones. And, you know, like I said, we do have to be aware that there are other energies and other spirits floating around out there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you seen your own relatives or stuff like that? Have you do that? Or?
Yeah, I have. My aunt came back with dramatic flourish, and it was just amazing and wonderful. She was dying of just horrific bone cancer, and
okay.
we were really close. I had she and I kind of made a pact that if it was at all possible, she would come back. And
right.
About then, I was in college and studying for finals, and she came into my apartment and blew the curtains up off the windows, and it was just fabulous and wonderful. And
right.
my great-grandfather, who I've never seen, I never met him, and I have one picture of him, he came back to see me, and we surprised each other. I think he just wanted to peek at me.
Right.
And I caught him. And but he came back in the same hat, same shirt, same sepia tone color of the picture. Because if he hadn't, I would never have figured out who it was.
Right. Yeah.
My dad just passed in June, and I was a little upset he hadn't. It was, we were really close, and I dearly miss him. And, you know, and I mean, even me, I know he's there, and I know he's around me, but he hadn't really come back in any fashion for me. And so I just kind of was, you know, feeling sorry for myself the one day, and I talked out loud. And then that whole afternoon and evening, I kept seeing full shadows kind of pop in and out of the house. And it was like, oh, it's my dad. And he came back, and he wanted to know, you know, just tell me I'm here, but I'm busy, you know.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, but I'm here, you know, and I'm okay. And it was okay. And
right.
So, yeah. So that's always wonderful when that happens. And there are. I mean, you have bad spirits out there. You just have to be careful.
Right. You do have to be careful. And now, have you ever, I mean, besides the experience when you were 12, have you ever encountered other spirits that weren't as friendly as you, like your dad and your grandfather and those people?
Just a couple. And the one that was in my closet, he came back about 2 years ago. I caught his reflection. I was drying my hair in the bathroom mirror, and the reflection goes down our hallway.
Right.
And all of a sudden, you just know something's watching you, and I looked to that area, and there was those eyes, and it was like, oh, crap, here we go. And this is,
right.
You know, it was just, oh, I got furious. I slammed the hairdryer down. I went out in the hallway, and I was like, I wasn't yours then, I'm not yours now, and I just railed on this thing for about 5 minutes and then kind of reoriented myself and went there and went back and finished. And then a creepy little thing appeared one day here in the house, very pasty with orangey hair. It looked like a toupee. It was so bad. And it was about 2 feet tall, wearing like a white little smock thing, and as it turned its head without turning the rest of its body, and it turned to look at me, it didn't have a face. And I kind of went ballistic on that thing too, and just was put the white light everywhere in the house, and was like, get out, you're not welcome here.
Right.
No, you know, your energies are not welcome here, and just kind of cleaned up the house. And
That's always a good thing, to get rid of those little things and get them out of there. Yeah.
Yeah. Send them on that was the first.
Yeah. I remember when, before I knew a lot of the stuff I know now, but, you know, I remember one time I was in church for many years of my life, and I moved into an apartment, and one night I was laying there in bed with my back towards the window. And like you, it was like this dark. I could just feel something coming into the apartment through the glass. And it was like this dark thing. And the only thing I knew back then, you know, is I said, in the name of Jesus, get out of here. And you know, it worked. And it went away.
Ooh.
So,
well, that was a powerful one. That was good.
Yeah, because I just felt like, you know, like somebody watching me for a while. And I thought, I lived on the second floor. So I thought, okay, you know, there's no way that somebody's out there, you know, not a physical person, because I live on the second floor. And I thought, you just had that creepy feel, and I thought, okay, yeah, you know. Now do you, when you deal with the paranormal in your own life, how does it first happen? Do you get a feeling, or do you have a smell, or how does it work for you? Because I know it's different for me than with some other people.
Occasionally I'll get a smell of a perfume or a tobacco or something, but that's usually, like if I'm having trouble going to sleep, I'll ask for help. You know, please help me go to sleep. And I don't know if it's just me or whatever, but I love to sleep.
Right.
And it's important to me. I'm not a good sleep deprived person. So every once in a while I'll get just this gorgeous whiff of something, and it's like, oh, thank you. And man, I just go out like a light. And then other times I feel energy. I feel it like right in my center, right between my breastbone and my belly button. I'll get this feeling.
Right.
And sometimes the back of the neck, and you turn around because you're like, I've had that feeling before. And you you know somebody's there, but I can't always see them.
Right.
Just have, my dog will see them.
Yeah.
She'll be like, oh, they're over there, you know. And I'll look where
where she's pointing. Yeah, that's how my dog is too. Usually, sometimes because we get busy with our everyday life, and then all of a sudden, I'll stop looking. My dog will be looking off, like okay, and then I like, oh okay, there's somebody there, and so because she has that look.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, then it means that I've just kind of blocked everybody out for a certain amount of time, and now I've settled myself and come back down to earth, and I then can pick things up.
Right.
You know, something will pop in, or I had a khaki pant week. We live on a busy road, and I had a psychic, I did a psychic fair not too long ago. I didn't do any readings. I sold my book there.
Right.
And she looked at me, and she goes, you have men coming off the road that have died there into your house. And I said, are they wearing khaki pants? And she goes, that's a weird question. She goes, yes, they are. And I said, well, there was like five in a week. All of them had different polo shirts on. And I teased. I said to my husband, I said, it's a khaki pant parade. And he's like, what are you talking about? And so I kind of told him what had been happening.
Right.
And I don't know where two of them have come from. Three of them have passed away on an accident out front of the road on our house. So I love that aspect of it.
Yeah. Now do you have like things happen in your house, like lights flickering or any of those kind of things, or
once in a while, and because it's an old house, I'm never sure, so I kind of have let that one go unless I specifically ask for something to happen, and then if it happens, then it's like, oh okay, well can we do that again?
Right.
Then I need confirmation. I really, especially in an old house. And drafts, the electricity,
Right,
but,
yeah.
But we'll get, occasionally, it was about a year ago, we had a fog in the house, and it would travel through the house. And it was, and we thought it was outside. And we were seeing the reflection in the window. And I raised my arm up the one night, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And my husband goes, what? And I said, that fog, we thought maybe it was either fog or bonfire outside. And he goes, yeah. I said, it's behind us. It's behind the couch. It's been it's been traveling behind us for like a week, and we didn't even know it until I put my arm up. And I could see the fog behind me, not in front of my arm. And he just kind of looked at me and goes, that's just not even funny.
Now, does this stuff, talking about your husband, does this stuff creep him out, or is he, pretty okay with it, or how does he react? I mean, that was pretty, that would probably scare a lot of people, you have this fog in your house.
Well, we've been together 28 years, so he's really, really used to me, I've told Spirit is welcome in our home as long as they are kind and gracious and let me know they're here and why they're here. And because if they need help, I will help them.
Right.
Anything creepy, bad, no, go away. So the guy that we bought the house from, he passed away shortly after we bought it, and he has come back, and he's here all the time. He's in the attic. He's over me in the attic right now, as a matter of fact. And he's just here, and he comes back as a full-figured black, like, shadow person. And it doesn't mean he's bad or anything. It's just the way he appears for me.
Right.
But he would come into our bedroom at night, and the dog would start to growl. And I would be talking to him, and my husband, he gets up early for work, and I didn't want him to be bothered. So I'd tell Lola to be quiet, and I'd look at this thing, and I'd go, get out. You can't be in here. And my husband would roll over, and he'd be like, I'm assuming you're not talking to me. And so we'd laugh, and we'd get a chuckle out of it. And then finally I just had to have a talk with him and to the spirit and say, you can't come in there. It's out of bounds. And I did a white light protection around the room and over the doorway and said, these are the boundaries. This is our private space. And and I've had a few things pop in there, and I just told them what for. And, you know, this is my house. Right. Get out.
Yeah. You have to set boundaries. And how do we get hold of your book if anybody's interested in getting your book? How do we get a hold of it?
It's on Amazon. It's on Barnes & Noble. And I published through Author House. They can get it through them. But Amazon is such a great way to fast and easy. And it's paperback or ebook.
Okay.
And ebook is, I've fallen in love. As much as I love books and I'm a paper person, I kind of like my ebooks too. But it's on there, and I would love to talk to people so they can hit my website or my email, and it's pretty easy. We're on exiparanormal.com, kind of across the board.
I had your website. I had your website pulled up. Well, I actually have it now, and your book picture flashes, and then I think there's a picture of you that flashes as well. And so it's really a cool website. I really like your website. No problem. And I plan on getting the book and reading about your things. You know, your paranormal life, because it, a lot of times what we don't, you know, understand, we're afraid of. And, you know, I would tell people, you know, and the one thing, and maybe we can talk about this really quick, is, you know, one thing I liked, you know, you were mentioning the guy that was in your house and you had to set boundaries with him, you know, but he comes across dark. I think a lot of times people think that if they see a dark figure, that it's bad. And that's not the case. Would you agree with that?
I totally agree, because the way I see things, occasionally, like this weekend, I will see a full person, the way that they look.
Right.
But 90% of the time for me, it's shadow, and the shadow is dark. It doesn't mean it's bad. It just means that that's the way they're coming across to me. And maybe that's the way they come across to those people as well. And the guy in the house, like my son has seen him, and he wasn't afraid of him at all. He was like, I think that's just the way he was showing up, Mom. But I do. And I think, I was like, well, good for you. But I do. I think, you know, for the effect of terror and for movies and for TV, you know, they dramatize that a lot. That old dirt. And it's like, I'm not taking away from them and I'm not criticizing them, but people have to realize, too, that, you know, remember, it's TV, and they need viewers, and so they tend to jack everything up,
notch it
up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, it's based on maybe truth, but dramatized a little bit. That's what, because I've watched some of these shows where, you know, they say based on a true story, but dramatized, you know, so that's sort of the paranormal. Yeah.
I get that. I wrote it, my book, in a fashion that would draw you in, and that was for effect, you know, to, and that's the way you're supposed to write anyway, but I do understand that, you know, you've got to have your drama, and I watch those shows, they draw me in, so it's like...
Oh, yeah, I was watching, there's a show called Ghost Mine, and I didn't even realize it, I spent, like, the whole day just watching episode after episode. They were running a marathon, and it was just like sucked me in there, and I was like, okay, because there are paranormal stuff going on our planet.
Absolutely. And in a mine like that with all the minerals, and a lot of times there's water around there.
Right.
Water is a huge generator, and there are certain rocks and that bring things out. Gemology and stuff, that's not my bag. I find it thoroughly interesting. It's just I'm kind of going toward the herb route, the sage, and that kind of stuff, because I love to grow things. But it has my attention. But I went on my first ghost exploration investigation a couple of weeks ago, and I want to go on more. This was over the top. It was so wonderful. And this house was full of spirits.
Just loaded.
It was I went with two psychics, and we both said the same thing. It's like they're having a cocktail party, and they're the only ones not invited. You know?
Right. Yeah,
it
they
was
were
amazing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Now, how long did it take you to get the book all together? I mean, did it take a while, or?
It did, because I'm so picky, and you know, back to Virgo, it had to be as close to perfect as can be, and it can't be farther from, which is fine, and I'm trying to learn that. It took me about 2 years, and a lot of prodding, to just finally stop editing and put it out there.
Right.
I'm hoping the next one won't take me anywhere near that.
Okay, so you're working on a new book?
I did. I started another one, and I was waiting. I asked God and my guides, and I said, all right, I'd love to do another one, but it can't be the same thing. It needs to show growth, because I wrote the first one kind of as a learner book for people, so that maybe if there are people going through what I did and what you did, that we can help them and take some of the mystery and the fright out of it. So I thought, well, that's cool, but now it needs to go a step farther and to grow with us. And I am looking kind of at it as it being, instead of just my paranormal life, it will be a paranormal world. I've heard from people all over the world with this book in a year's time. And they're fascinated. They want more. They want help, ideas. And, you know, tell me everything's going to be okay kind of stuff. And so I thought, well, all right, let's do that. And then when I went and I did the ghost investigation, spirit investigation, I came home that night and I was like, thank you to the universe, because that's the next step. That's where we go. We were invited in by a family to help them understand what was going on, because they were afraid for their daughter.
Right. Yeah.
And if I can do that, I would be the happiest person on earth. I couldn't go to sleep for about 3 hours. I was so over the top. It was
right.
It was great.
Yeah, because that's, you know, a lot of times, you know, with you and with me, and I'm sure there's a lot of people, I asked a paranormal investigator one time, because I went out with one too, and you know, I said, you know, what are you guys doing? What you're doing? You know. Because my thing's all about, you know, if I run across a spirit, you know, if they're earthbound or if they're, you know, stuck here, you know, my job is to help them make that transition off of this plane and onto the other plane. You know, because a lot of times the energy can get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, and you know, so, you know, I think, okay, you know, if I'm running across somebody that's stuck, I'm going to help them. And, you know, and I want to touch something really quick before we're running out of time. You know, going back to the shadow thing, because, you know, I was sitting here in my chair and there's a light behind me and my shadow is casting on the wall. And so, you know, what you have to realize is spirits can do that. They can cast shadows. And so that's what you're catching is their shadow.
Good point. Very good point.
Yeah.
I like
and
the way
you know,
put that too.
Yeah. And we're not afraid of ourselves. Right. Well, there was one time that I went into this house. I went into this house and I could tell immediately I was carpet cleaning, and I went into this house, and immediately when I walked in, I could just feel, and I didn't know what I know now so much, but I walked in this house and I could just have a really heavy feel, and I was like, okay, something bad happened here. You know, the house was empty, you know, and we were in there cleaning carpet. I was just by myself. My hoses from the truck started coming undone. And there's no way, they're hydraulic hoses, and you can't pull those apart. And I kept going, okay, somebody's trying to get my attention. Long story short, I was walking up these stairs, and you know, they have those long mirrors. I jumped because I saw myself in the mirror. And then what also was interesting about that is I was in there, and I was talking to the spirits, and I said, okay, is there somebody in here? And I heard this little kid said, yeah, we were locked in the closet, and you'll see on the closet scratch marks. Well, part of my job, and I thought, okay, no, that can't be true. You know, that cannot happen. And I went into the bedroom to open a closet door because we have to clean the carpet in the closet. And on the door, you could see scratches, and it said help written on the door. And I was like,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. They just wanted to be acknowledged and you know, helped. And mm-hmm. and so, you know, they thought, hey, you can hear us and you can talk to us and let's talk.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and that's all they wanted to do. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That is just, I have goosebumps. That's so sad.
Yeah.
And I asked the shadow guy here if he wanted to go home.
Right.
And my son and I, we were like, all right, if you want to do this. And we read up on it, and so we were going to help him. And all of a sudden, I got the feeling that he was just furious at us. And he just kind of popped out of view, and I didn't see him for about 3 days, 4 days. And I kept asking my son, have you seen him? And he's like, nope. And I said, he's mad at us. And our son was like, mm-hmm, I do too. And so I apologized. I said, I'm sorry I tried to force something upon you that you didn't want. I didn't ever think of that. So if you're happy here, just know the fact that it's our home now, and but you can stay. And so he's still here.
Right.
But it was an aspect I had not thought of.
Right, yeah. And that's, you know, and that's one thing that we have to do, you know, we have to, you know, talk to them. And the one thing that, you know, I do as a medium, you know, I talk to spirits just like I'm talking to you, you know, because they are people, you know. They're just in spirit form. They're not in human form anymore.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? And if they were in crabby in human form, they're probably still crabby as a spirit.
I find
it fascinating, all of that. I just love it.
Right, definitely. Well, we are running out of time with you, but, you know, I do appreciate you coming on and talking about your life, and I find it fascinating, you know, the story when you were talking about when you were 12. Now, I did have a question that I almost forgot. When you first came out, you know, of the paranormal closet, you know, Now, how did your family, your parents, and your brothers react? We didn't get to that. How did they do? Do they look at you a little weird, or are they pretty accepting? Or
everybody was just wonderful. It was great. It was a true stand by your family member, you know. And then my middle brother told me, he said, there was a young boy in the house that I used to see, but I thought it was just my imagination. And so I asked him, I said, did he have on short pants, kind of a muslin shirt, and some occasionally have a little hat on? And he looked at me, and he goes, oh, my God. I said, yeah, you saw him too.
Right,
and
yeah.
He never knew that until about 2 years ago. You know? And so, yeah. So I was like, there you go, so, you know, brother. And so it was a great conversation. We
right.
never know.
Yeah. Now, have any of your other brothers or anybody else talked about any spirits that they saw when they were young in the same house? Or
just my brother for that quick little conversation, and then my dad. Right. We talked a lot about this, and when he was little, he lived in a really old farmhouse in this town of the country in Michigan. Well, everything was country back then, but he used to have what he thought was an imaginary play friend.
Right.
And so then the more we talked about it over the years, he looked at me not too long ago, a year or so ago, and he said, he called me by my middle name, Susie, and he said, I don't think he was imaginary. I think he was a spirit. And I looked at my dad and I said, I've thought that for a long time. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. Positively he was a spirit, yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's how when I was little, I was like, a lot of my imaginary friends probably weren't that imaginary. So, but yeah, you know, I would be, yeah. Now, when you were little, did you ever just were like talking to somebody and your parents would walk in and ask you who you were talking to? Did that ever happen to you?
I was always either played with my brother's cars and trucks because they were wonderful, or I'd play with my Barbies, and I would talk like I had other people there or another family, but they didn't think anything about it. And I don't know if I did it consciously or not.
Right.
You know, I don't know. For me, it was just so natural.
Right.
And, you know, just... I was kind of thinking about this not too long ago. I said something to my mom. I said, didn't you ever think that was odd, though, that I didn't answer myself? I was just posing another question or carrying on the conversation farther without hearing,
right.
you know, how you'll do that. You'll add, oh, yeah, how are you doing, whatever, you know.
Right.
And that didn't happen. She just kind of looked at me. She was, why, never thought about it. So I was like, oh, I creeped her out a little bit, I think.
Right. Yeah, probably, yeah. Now, when you do book signings, you know, or a lot of people really, you know, I think you mentioned this, you know, they're really interested. Have you ever had anybody just come up to you and be a problem, or most people accepting?
100% accepting at things like that, because if you're coming to something like that, then you're
right.
there for a kind of a kindred spirit thing.
Right.
But I did get cornered by someone it's been a while now, and they just
right.
kind of thumped me over the head, and it was okay. I let them just talk, because you get to the point where you realize that this isn't for you or against you. It's they're saying this for themselves, and it's
right.
something they need to hear at the moment. So I just let them go, and then I was kind of like, oh, you know, I got to go. And
right.
But I let them go until I thought maybe they felt better about
right.
what they were saying for themselves.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
a lot of people are stuck in their belief systems, and you know we have to respect where they are, and
absolutely.
Stuff like, yeah, you know, and where they are. I had a person one time, I was doing a crossing over event, and you know he stood up and was asking me you know questions about you know how I felt about the devil and stuff like that, and I just stopped him and said, you know, that is not this place. You know, this is not what we do here. And, you know, but I'm willing to talk to you, you know, later, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, you know, and brought him back to focus, you know, because the event was, you know, pretty packed. And I just brought him back to focus and said, you know, I'm willing to talk to you about, you know, my belief systems, you know, after the event, if you want to.
Yeah. That
yeah.
was good. That was well done. Because
yeah,
you get out of control fast.
Yeah, oh yeah, because a lot of times they're just waiting for arguments a lot of times, and you know, and so no, he just,
yeah.
you know, we respect them, and you know, not everybody believes, and that's okay.
That is,
right.
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
everybody's on their own little journey, but it's been a pleasure you sharing yours. I found it very, very interesting, and so now your website again, really quick.
It is www.xeparanormal.com.
Okay.
And they can find me out on Twitter. It's at xeparanormal.
Okay. Now, if somebody, you know, do you have, like, book signings? Because I don't know where you are for sure, where you're based, and do you have book signings in case somebody wants a signed book from you?
Oh, absolutely. And they'll be on my website. I'm in Michigan.
Okay.
And on the 27th of October, I'll be in Clawson, Michigan at
okay.
a store. It's called Leon and Lulu's, and this is a literacy event in conjunction with the Detroit Free Press.
Okay.
So this will be great. I'm really excited about this, too.
Yeah,
literacy
that sounds cool.
Great thing to hop on to also.
Yeah. Definitely, because I think a lot of times people are getting away from books and stuff like that, and you know technology is good, but you know I like books, you know, like you mentioned earlier, you know, that written, you know, book.
Absolutely.
There's nothing like them.
I agree.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, with Kindle and all those things, I'm not against Kindle. I mean, I think it's a good thing, but you
My
know,
it's thing with the favorite thing with the Kindle is on the beach, because you can hold a cocktail and lay the Kindle in your lap and you don't have to worry about the pages.
You don't have to worry about the pages. Yeah. And also nice things about the Kindles, you also don't have to worry about pages blowing in the wind or so. So, you know,
yeah.
they do have their place. So. You know, that's one thing. The other day I was out on the porch with a book and the wind was blowing, and I was like, okay, fighting. But, you know, then I thought, okay, a Kindle, I wouldn't have to worry about that so much. But, yeah.
I know it.
Yeah. So, well, hey, we'll have to have you back when you get your other book done, and we
that
hope it doesn't
terrific.
Take you.
Thank you.
We hope it. Hopefully, it doesn't take 2 years to get out the new one. And,
no, they will drag me to the publisher before that they let that happen again.
So, right. Yeah.
Well, thank you so very, very much. It was wonderful to talk to you, and I just feel like we have so many ideas in common and thoughts in common. And
right.
Thank you for having me on.
No problem. You have a good night, and we'll have you back here as soon as your next book comes out. Thank you, Ezzy.
Great. Thank you.
Right,
happy birthday. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Yeah, go to her website. It is www.ezzyparanormal.com. That's EXIEPARANORMAL.com. www.ezzyparanormal.com. I'm over there right now, and you can learn about her. It's about Sachin. You can learn about the book. You can find out where she's going to be. You know, she might be in your area. You could get a signed book from her. There's photos, all kinds of stuff over there. So check it out. It's www.ezzyparanormal.com. And Ezzy, thank you so much for being here. It was an awesome thing. I was like on the edge of my seat, and so it was really good. And I appreciate you being here and sharing your gifts with us and your life with us and your paranormal life with us. So that was awesome. All right. Let's say tomorrow we will have a show on tomorrow. Tomorrow is my birthday, and we will be having a birthday show and doing readings and all the stuff that we do. Here on Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be doing that tomorrow. I do appreciate everybody listening today, and hopefully you got something out of it. If you would like to send comments about the shows, you can do that by writing me at You Are Awakening. You know, if you want to, you know, say something to Ezzy and you don't know how to get hold of her, you can always send those through our thing, and I would get that to her. You know, or if you have one thing that we're going to be doing a little bit, we're going to be making a few changes here and there on the program. If there are topics that you're really interested in, and you wanted to learn more about those topics, drop me an email at youareawakening@gmail.com. And if I can't help with that or I can't teach that subject, I will look for a guest that could help us. One thing, if you know anybody that tracks Bigfoot or Squatch or whatever they call it, Squatch Squad or something like that, I don't know. I think I'm butchering that. So I'll just call him Bigfoot. And so, you know, if you know anybody that's a guest like that, that'd be awesome. You know, because I don't know that stuff or anybody about UFOs or anything like that. If you know somebody, an expert in that, thank you. If you know, I can't say it anyhow, so I'm not even going to try. But Rose was right in how to pronounce it, but I'm not trying. Okay, we'll just call Bigfoot. All right. But UFOs or anything like that, you know experts in that field and that you think would fit on this program, let me know. All right. I would love that kind of stuff. All right, that's just not my areas. My area is more the psychic medium stuff. And so, but we'll be on tomorrow, like I said, at 11 a.m. Central, bright and early for some of you. I know, but it's 11 a.m. Central tomorrow. Most likely we will be on air for probably 2 hours tomorrow. And we'll be taking your calls and helping you find answers and just talking to you and having a good time. You want to bring cake and ice cream, that's great. So I like chocolate, by the way. So if you want to bring chocolate cake and chocolate ice cream, that'd be awesome. Okay. I like chocolate chip cookies too. So, but, you know, whatever you want to bring, that'd be fine. All right. But, you know, the one thing I would tell you, you know, I know it's the season of paranormal stuff, and you know, the one thing I will warn you: if a lot of times in this time of the season, people go to cemeteries and stuff like that. And there's nothing wrong with that. But I will tell you this as a warning. If you go to a cemetery around Halloween, and I know a lot of people do, and you know they go paranormal searching, looking for spirits and stuff. I hate to tell you, a lot of spirits are not in cemeteries. But if you want to go to cemeteries, that's okay, you know. But spirits are all over the place. They're just not in cemeteries, okay. But if you go to a cemetery, please do not take anything out of the cemetery with you. Rocks, stuff like that. When I go to cemeteries, I will actually get in my car and actually take my hand and actually dust my shoes off. You're asking why? Good question. Why is because you can pick up spirit attachments, and we don't want you to do that. So if you do that kind of stuff, I would stay away from Ouija boards. One thing I am totally against, and I'm going to go on record, I do not like Ouija boards. I don't think they're controlled by the devil or anything like that. They are just not good tools of, in my opinion, this is my opinion, they're just not good tools of definition. They can be manipulated. They can be manipulated by earthbound spirits and evil spirits, and just not good tools of definition. So do not, please do not mess with Ouija boards. They are opening a portal to a world you don't understand. And the other thing I would tell you, if you're going to go out and mess around with cemeteries and stuff during this time of the year, please white light yourself. Please be sure you're protected. Be sure you're in a bubble. Be sure you're grounded. Please do all that, because I don't want you calling me and saying, Mike, I think I got a spirit attached to me. I don't want you doing that, okay? It's okay if it happens, but please protect yourself, okay? You know, that's what a lot of these shows have been aimed at. You know, I've had a lot of people talking about paranormal stuff this month, and a lot of them is to tell you to be careful, okay? There are spirits out there that are not friendly, guys. There are. And I don't want you to bump into any of those, all right? So, all right. Have a good evening. Thank you so much for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. I'm going to say goodbye to you for right now. I will be here tomorrow with my little party hat, my little horn, and all that stuff, and we'll be celebrating my birthday and just celebrating life. You know, life is awesome. And, you know, we have to just celebrate life, okay? You know, I always spend today, I always spend the day before my birthday in a meditation stay and reflecting on my life in that year. And this year has been ups and downs and a little rocky here and there. But, you know, overall, it's been good. Because I'm still here. And so that's the main thing. I'm running out of time. The little lady in my head, or in the earphones here, said I'm about 90 seconds. So, all right, you guys have a great evening. Peace be with you. And you thought I was going to forget, right? Okay, say it with me. You be you. I'll be me. And together, we will get there. Talk to you tomorrow at 11 a.m. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Peace be with you as you roll on by me tomorrow. Be an easier ride when you wake up beneath the bright blue sky. Let your dreams run. Father, there.